away. Is it a way? Hey, oh love, I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Also, say we're awful proud to be able to come back out and play music for you folks again. You know, this is what my father enjoys so much of being 82 years young. He's enjoying every bit of it. Proud to say he was the male vocalist of the year last year in the IBMA, along with a good friend, Danny Paisley. Yeah, that's it.
I wanted to tell the folks, too, we've got a festival. I don't know if any of you know it. It's up the road from here, and it's way out there. It's almost out of Maryland, way out yonder, you know. It's out in Cumberland, Maryland. And it's every... Now, we missed 2 years. Well, sorry to say that. We missed it completely last year. We have it Memorial Day week, you know, every May. Memorial Day, that whole week. And these boys, and they get guys to help them, other musicians, and they teach for about 3 days before the festival starts. And we have music Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And anyway, we missed 2020. And then 21, we moved it up because it looked like we should move it up to September. That was a mistake. That's when it got the worst. So we had to cancel again. But now this year we're planning to have it all over again, and it'll be the it'll be the what annual will it be? About 15? I've lost track. 14? Are you sure about that?
I think. Give or take.
Give or take. Yeah. Okay, we'll put it that way. Give or take, it's the 14th annual coming
up. Del Light.
What was that?
Del Light. Beard in the house.
Del Light.
Marty Doherty. Oh, right here's the authority. He knows then, yeah. Whoa, what do we got over here? We've got argument here, don't we? I was going to sing you something, now I forgot what it was.
Streets of Baltimore.
Streets of Baltimore, that's it, all right. You know, we record that song. Yeah, I spent so much time in that city when I was a young guy. I was a banjo picker then, and I got a job with a guy named Jack Cook. Of course, I had been playing before that with a guy named Keith Daniels and the Blue Ridge Ramblers, and we played on Channel 5 here. Yeah, we did. You remember when the Stonemans were on? Well, hit my boss, he got in there too, and he got us some work there at the Channel 5, and we got to meet Scotty Stoneman and the whole Stoneman family, you know. Scotty was a character. He was a great fiddle player. I mean, a great fiddle player. Now, what was I going to do? Streets of Baltimore. Back to Baltimore. Forget about Washington and Channel 5. No, I tell you what. That's... So I played a lot of the clubs up there in Baltimore, and I thought, you know, I should... I wanted to write a song about it, because for the last album we did, or the album before that, I forget now. But anyway, I ran out of time. When I do write, I'm usually home for a little bit to where I can sit down and not be bothered, you know, and write songs. But I just didn't have time to do it, so we record that old song. And now, what's that author's name of that street? No, was it? Graham Parsons, was it? No, it was that other big guy, you know, down there. No, wasn't him either. Harlan Howard, that's the guy. Remember him? He wrote that. He don't know I'm singing it, though.